Today is a day all people committed to the ideals of Americanism should hold in high esteem. It is this day, Inauguration Day, which puts much of the light into the idea of a shiny city on the hill President Reagan reminded us of. As I write, Gambia, a small Northwest African nation known partly for its stability and tourism, has the military troops of neighboring Senegal poised on its border. Tens of thousands are fleeing. Great Britain began an expensive mass evacuation of its citizens this week, and the tourism trade poor Gambian people depend upon has been damaged to the extent that even with the good outcome of the current crisis, business will be hurt for years to come. What's the Gambia have to do with our Inauguration Day? Everything. At the 11th hour, Gambia's leader decided he didn't want to give up power in the planned peaceful transfer of such, and in doing such, has plunged his nation into the worst kind of crisis. Now the clear undisputed winner of the presidential election, Adama Barrow, will be taking his oath of office at the Gambian embassy in the capital of neighboring Senegal. All hope for a diffused crisis, but the result could be the bloodshed of thousands of innocent people who simply find themselves in the midst of war. The repeated peaceful transfer of executive function in a major political and military power is a trait we share with Great Britain and few others on this planet. Our Inauguration Day is an august event. Those who bring shame to it because they do not like the participants are the lowest of the low and deserve perpetual scorn. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.